The Monterey Jazz Festival just wrapped up its 47th year of swinging by the sea, weathering the ebb and flow of interest in this indigenous American music and somehow continuing to prosper.
Musician and day-to-day contributing writer David Waz.
Bay Area beatniks and Central Coast hipsters came in veritable droves this year to absorb an array of soul shouters and honking horn players, all under a welcoming September sky at the Monterey County Fairgrounds, which is usually more 4-H than 4-4. The venerable figures that graced the stage for the first festival in 1957 included Dizzy Gillespie and Billie Holiday. This fall, it was left to elder statesmen like Sonny Rollins and Tony Bennett to carry the torch for tradition.
I remember you.
Festival attendees can traipse through the 40-acre site and hear music in every corner, from a Starbucks-sponsored indoor lounge to the main arena stage where the headliners perform. The siren smells of kettle corn and barbecue waft throughout and compete for business with vendors of African masks and Miles Davis t-shirts. And of course, there's plenty of free-flowing booze, as befits a proper bacchanal. Let's face it, the Monterey Jazz Festival is as much about music as Mardi Gras is about religious observance. This, my friends, is an outdoor picnic with a 3D stereo system. As bass player Christian McBride said, prefacing his set, "This is like we're playing in your basement. Sit down, chill, or dance. Do your thing, because we're going to do ours." McBride was one of the genre-stretching artists at the festival and was joined on stage by the scratch-and-spliff beat-making of DJ Logic, who laid down some tasty 70s funk rhythms for sax man Ron Blake to solo over. Artist-in-residence Branford Marsalis electrified the arena stage audience with his propulsive sense of swing and harmonic daring. His music alone disproves the casual dictum that jazz is dead. For my money, 75-year-old tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins was the hero of the proceedings, pushing his band of younger cats like an alpha lion and looking glorious in his white beard and red pants. And Clint Eastwood's bass-playing son Kyle led a combo with hard-swinging assurance. Clint himself hung around briefly on Saturday night, donning the Squaresville traditional red blazer that board members are forced to wear, looking more like a Shriner than a Hollywood sophisticate. As he left, a wag cried out, "Hey Clint, they kicking you out?" Dirty Harry flashed that menacing half-grin and replied, "They're kicking me out with a fine-tooth comb." I'm still trying to figure that one out. In the meantime, Clint, just play Misty for me.
Writer David Waz is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.